Hello, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's AAK Press and Analyst Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Friday, the 3rd of February, 2017. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Arne Frank. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, please be most welcome to today's AAK conf call. I'm sitting here in Malmö with our CFO, who will do part of this conference. And on page two, you can see the traditional disposition of this call. Fourth quarter, business area information, action, and the AAK way, and Q&A. If I start leading you through the highlights, we can say volume reached 524,000 metric tons. Sales reached 6.326, up 20%. EBIT reached 435, adjusted for non-recurring items, up 12%. EBIT per kilo reached 0.83, up 5%. And earnings per share reached 6.69, up 18%. So these are the main highlights. Of course, we should say that volume is up 7%, organically 2%, and net debt is, for reasons you will all understand, up 26%. Having said that, at this call, we also owe you the full year numbers. Volume up 7% as well, and organically also 2%. Sales up 10%, and here you can maybe get a feeling about the Cal Oils magnitude to some degree. EBIT per, in SEK plus 14% up to 1615. EBIT per kilo up 6%. Earnings per share up 7%. And then, of course, the same plus 26% on the net debt. Here we are also obliged to inform you that the board of directors and the CEO propose a dividend increase by 1 krona from 7.75 to 8.75 per share. With that, I pass the microphone to Fredrik.
Thank you, Arne. And I would like to start and say that I'm happy and proud to present the quarter with an all-time high operating profit and supported with a strong cash flow in the quarter. And the strong trends from the previous quarters continued also in this quarter. So looking at the operating profit for the group, as Arne said, it's improved 12% and reached 435 million SEK. We had non-recurring items in the quarter, and that was positive with 15 million. And that's related to the reassessment of the preliminary negative goodwill we did in the Q3 related to Cal Oil. And I will also comment now upon that the purchase price allocation is now finalized for Cal Oil. We have also, in the 12% improvement, absorbed negative translation impact of 8 million. Operating profit per kilo for the group continue to improve, and if we add back the negative FX, we are up 8% in EBIT per kilo to 0.83. And the reasons why EBIT per kilo is lower than the EBIT improvement are three. We see higher growth for the semi-speciality products in chocolate and confectionery. Tall oil, we have now a full quarter with volume and with a result that is break even. And we have also absorbed ramp-up costs in Brazil, and investments in the organization continues in particular China. If we then look at the business areas, food ingredients reported a good quarter again with plus 8% and reached 278 million versus 257 last year. And then if we look at the volume side, the speciality and semi-speciality volumes continue to grow and were up 1% in the quarter. There's a mixed picture between the segments in food ingredients. Bakery, if we start with the largest segment in food ingredients, we started actually to see some improvements in this segment outside Europe. And also the volumes declined with a lower pace than we have seen both in Q2 and Q3. Dairy continued the trend from previous quarter. We have also several markets which showed very good growth. And the milk fat prices has increased quite a lot since the summer and is now back to on a good and a high level, which is promising for the future. Food service continued the organic volume growth with particular good development in both UK and the United States. Infant nutrition continued to report double-digit volume growth, and we saw particularly strong growth for our product range, Akonino. For the product range, Infat, it was a little bit more challenging quarter, which was related to relatively strong volume growth last year. But what I would also like to comment upon that the product mix in Infat improved during the quarter. And now I would like to make a small exception. We normally not comment upon January numbers, but I would like to give you a little bit of a teaser on January, and I can tell you that Infat is back to very good growth in January. So that looks promising again. If we then turn to page 6 and looking at the trends, you can see on the volume chart that the total volumes continue to grow very nicely and were up 7% in the quarter. Speciality and semi-speciality volumes grow 5% in the quarter. That means that we're definitely taking market shares because the underlying market is not growing with plus 5%. And Q4 was also the highest quarter ever in sold volumes. Looking at the operating profit, as we have said, it's an all-time high quarter. Operating profit per kilo, it's the highest EBIT per kilo ever for fourth quarter. And that's despite that we have absorbed ramp-up cost and Cal Oil, we have got in the volumes, but no profit yet. And the trend also continues with double-digit growth. You can see that we have a plus 12% in EBIT quarter over quarter. And this has now continued for more than 6 years. Looking at page 7 and working capital days, you can see a small increase in working capital days. It's up 1 day. But first of all, I would like to comment upon our accounts receivables, where we see a good improvement. They are actually down with 1 day. You can see that we had an increase of 8 days in our inventory. And this is due to that we are building up SHE inventory to have a solid and strong inventory available for future sales. If we look at the oils and fats inventory, we are absolutely stable in volume, so we are not building up inventory. Looking at the raw material prices on page 8, you can see that the raw material prices has continued up during the year. And I would like to remind you that plus minus 10% in all our raw material prices will have a working capital impact of approximately 250 to 300 million. So if we look at page 9 and have a more detailed look at the raw material price increases, we can see that the raw material prices, if I just look at the palm oil, is up 30% during 2016 and plus 10% in the fourth quarter. So if we look for the full year with plus 30%, that explains the negative cash flow for working capital on the full year. But I also think this is also important to have in mind when we look at the cash flow on the next slide, because we had a very strong cash flow in the fourth quarter, and that's not supported by the increased raw material prices. It's on the contradictory. So look at page 10. If you start with the EBITDA, you can see a nice improvement of 84 million in the quarter. Paid interest, as we have commented upon earlier, the group borrowings in high interest rate countries like Brazil, China, India have increased during the year. Paid tax, in line with expectation. If you look for full year, you can see a much higher number for 16 versus 2015. This is only timing. The underlying tax rate is unchanged. If you look at changes in working capital, it's a positive inflow of 426 million in the quarter. And here we have seen positive cash flow from our receivables, and I think that's quite impressive despite organic volume growth and higher raw material prices. We have also seen increased accounts payable while inventory has continued to increase also in the fourth quarter.
However, only on the sheet side.
Well, only on the sheet side and the price impact on the rest. Return on capital employed on page 11 continue to improve. If you look at rolling 12 months basis, it's now up to 15.8%, and this is despite the greenfield investments and the recent acquisitions. So if you look at the numbers, working capital has improved with 500 million in the during 2016, and fixed asset has increased with 1 billion during 2016. And despite that, we have been able to improve return on capital employed on a rolling 12-month basis. And then if we look at the spot value, we are at 14.6%. And I will now hand over the microphone to Arne.
Thank you, Fredrik. Very good. And now follows the traditional walkthrough of the different geographic areas. So starting with Nordics, absolutely flat. Follow on with West Europe, which is to some degree down. However, and then UK flat, but then comes all the rest. US very strongly up, CEE very strongly up because it's very dominated by chocolate and confectionery fats, CIS very strongly up nearly strongly up, Asia very strongly up, and then as we say in AAK, NOLA and SOLA very strongly up also. So good pace in the business as such. If we then go to page 13, operating profit, food ingredients Q4, organic up 8%, up 11 at constant FX. Operating profit per kilo up 3%, up 5% at constant FX. The bakery segment had a challenging evolution in Western Europe, but beyond that, we see only positive things. The dairy segment continued a strong trend from previous quarters. Special Nutrition, and those of you who were at our Capital Market Day recall that this segment is now Infant Nutrition, Senior Nutrition, and Medical Nutrition, reported double-digit volume growth. This was driven by an extraordinary growth for product range Akonino. Our other infant nutrition product, Infat, had a more challenging situation. However, as you heard Fredrik, January has started really good. Food service, organic volume growth with good development in the U.K. and the U.S., and commodity products continued down. And again, the currency translation impact was here negative 8 million Swedish krona. Moving on. Page 14, FI speciality and semi-speciality plus 1%, leading to minus 2%. And if we then look upon the curves, very, very, very nice profit evolution, and again the best quarter ever for this business unit. EBIT per kilo though a little bit less impressive, even if it is the third best quarter. CCF, and here a remarkable volume, organic volume growth, a remarkable operating profit with 25%, and operating profit per kilo plus 8%. So you can see our strategy works. Continued organic growth for both high-end and low-end products, with the latter showing though a particularly strong growth for the second consecutive quarter. After 2 years of severely deteriorating market conditions in Russia and Ukraine, the strong growth during the first three quarters continued. And here was no currency translation impact. If we look upon the ramp-up cost, related to the greenfield investments, please note there is a negative impact. And recent years' strong customer co-development, new innovative solutions, and further expansion of our geographical footprint are continuing to yield results. And here, if we look upon the operating profit, page 17, also very strong, and I would say debatable, but this could be in relative terms our best CCF quarter ever. In relative terms. And operating profit per kilo, maybe not same, but not so far from it. Cocoa butter price, page 18,
steep drop. And if my theories have been right across these calls, now it's the time to show we were right. So future will tell. But you recall our hypothesis that we are now in the sweet spot of where we should be. Technical products and feed, not so much to say. And I think here we should recall that last year's result was a little bit doped by a good situation on the fatty acid side. So I don't want to spend too much time on that. So with this, we are at page 23, and we are now summarizing the action program, summarizing the 3 years with action, stronger sales performance, stronger sales platform, improved product mix, growing with global customers, more and improved customer co-development driving value, improved innovation through prioritization and stronger capabilities, Tropical launched and stronger NPD pipeline, and strengthened supply chain built on high service, improved quality, and continuous productivity initiatives, and then strengthening our team and strengthening our bench of good people. So with this, we are happy, proud, but not satisfied. But we can admit that we are temporarily satisfied for a short period of time. But time is ticking. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we go to our next company program, the AAK way. And this is the first time you see it. It consists of three main initiatives. Between those two is innovation and people. We speak about go-to-market, operational excellency, and special focus areas. Go-to-market is about the AAK way of selling, customer co-development, sourcing excellence comes under operational excellence. Here is also cost-effective and flexible, and world-class delivery. And under special focus areas, special nutrition, Dairy Plus, and Innoble products. So quite a lot, but again, we do not feel the luxury that we can pick and choose. And so this is it, innovation and people. And between those two, go-to-market, operational excellency, special focus areas, and the eight initiatives, the AAK way of selling, customer co-development, sourcing excellence, cost-effective and flexible, world-class delivery, and under special focus areas, special nutrition, Dairy Plus, and Innoble products. So our strategy is working. And those of you who were not at our Capital Market Day 2 months ago, a small reminder, innovation and mix, organic growth,
selective acquisitions and efficiency should lead to an average 10% year-over-year EBIT improvement, excluding acquisitions and at fixed FX, and supporting a good and consistent EPS evolution. So that's our commitment to you. And we feel this is a good balance, and we hope you do too. So concluding remarks from the CEO, based on AAK's customer value propositions for health and reduced cost, customer product co-development and solutions approach, we believe we should be prudently optimistic for the future. I don't have to remind you about all the other drivers we have here, particularly demographic growth, urbanization, and so forth. And neither the push for reduced cost at all levels in our supply chains. So and the main drivers, we are expecting a continued positive underlying development for Food Ingredients, and we are expecting continued improvement in Chocolate and Confectionery Fats. Before we open up here now for Q&A, let me just push for the financial calendar 2017 and 2018. April 20, Q1 report. May 17, AGM here in Malmö. July 17, Q2 report. October 26, Q3 report. And November 28, Capital Market Day, Stockholm. And finally, February 5, fourth quarter and year-end report. So with that, we should be opening up for Q&A.
Thank you. And just a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. And should you wish to cancel the request, you may press the hash key. And we have our first question from the line of Casper Blom. Please ask your question.
Thanks a lot. First of all, congrats with yet another very strong set of results, guys. Good to see that. My first question relates to the AAK Way. I suppose we could ask a lot of questions into all those different areas, but I would like you to sort of dive a little more into the go-to-market category. The AAK Way of Selling and customer co-development, I suppose, are two things that are already very linked together. And customer co-development is something that you have talked about for many years. Can you sort of talk a little bit about how you can sort of take this to a step further? Is it about sort of taking best practice from some areas and putting it into others, or is it to simply just do more of customer co-development? That's my first question, please.
Thank you, Casper. And very relevant question. I personally believe that these two initiatives are about taking what we already do to the next level. And you will see the KPIs when they are announced that this confirms my statement. Fredrik, you want to add something on this?
No. I think it's we have started with journey with customer co-development, and I think it's more about also getting the result of already we have invested in the organization, in the customer innovation organization and the sales organization over the last years. If you recall from the Capital Market Day, you could see in one of my waterfall charts that we have invested heavily in the organization. And then, of course, that should yield some return in the coming years.
Okay. Can you give any sort of metric as to what percentage of your customers that you today do co-development with and how many you don't really do co-development with, or is it not possible to give such a split?
I can do in a very rough way, but it's the same that I think you have heard in the past, that you have around.
Stick to this statement from both of us and move on, and we still believe in what we are doing more than ever.
Okay, actually, part of your answer was cut off at least for me, but let's just move on. I just have a single second question. Donald Trump, the guy on everyone's mind at the moment, could you sort of remind us of your dependence on import-export out of the U.S., and is there any risk in terms of trade barriers in and out of the U.S. that could potentially affect you in any way?
I would say yes and no, but mainly no. In and out of U.S., of course, there are certain products like palm oil that is needed for certain things. On the other hand, let's not forget what was the situation before, in the past, so before palm oil was on everybody's agenda. And then we are now a national provider across the U.S. With Cal-Oil and. So I'm much more optimistic than pessimistic.
Okay. Good to hear, Arne. Thank you.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Per Jorgensen. Please ask your question.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. And one can see from your results, very impressive, that the hard work pays off, both since 2010 and also the results in 2016. A few questions from my side. If we look at the page 14, where you can see the commodity is playing a minor role in the whole company, if we combine that with your special focus area on special nutrition, dairy, and so on, is the commodity part of the business, is it a closed area now for AAK, so you are actually moving even further up on the special products? That's my first question. My second question is on the cash flow. You reminded us about better accounts receivable, better accounts payables. Is it a new way to see things, or have you just put yourself together to try to get a better cash flow out of the business? And I even have a third question: is on the market that you, Arne, went through. It looks as if the Latin America market is doing a bit better. Is that a good timing for your Brazilian business that could actually maybe before be a bit compromised, or not compromised, but have a difficult time starting up? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jorgensen. First question was about the FI commodities. Please notice that last year we were up 19%, and this year we are down 13%. So there is still some commodity business to lose. And as a matter of fact, outgoing balance supersedes the ingoing balance. However, having said that, there is maybe, on the other hand, a driver up in certain parts of our mix. It's again complicated. Maybe it's a wash. Maybe it's a wash. If I then go to the third question, when Fredrik is dwelling on the second question, no, I think our Latin America business and particularly the Brazilian is looking a little bit better today than when we met at the Capital Market Day. Having said that, I think it's wise to say, at least for another quarter, that it's a wash. What do you say about the second question, Fredrik?
Yes, hello, Per.
Hello.
No, I will say we have not done any dramatic changes, but it's hard work, and we have, by hard work, got the customer to pay on time. That explains, I will say, the reason why you see good cash flow in from on our receivables. On the payment side, I will say, of course, we always try to negotiate better payment terms with our suppliers. And of course, now we have some success stories there as well, but it's also supported by higher raw material prices, and that increase your payables.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we have your next question from the line of Heidi Vesterinen. Please ask your question.
The first question is on bakery. What do you think needs to happen for that segment to improve in Europe? Is it a demand problem, or is it the fact that you have a lot of competition? So does there need to be more consolidation maybe? Could you comment on bakery, please?
No, I mean, first bullet point, I would like to see that everybody at least put the same focus on what's going good than you put on the things not going good. First bullet point. Second bullet point, we are talking about 300,000 or 400,000 metric tons out of 100,000 tons is in difficulty. So please note that we are talking about 5% of AAK, which is still absorbing fixed cost and so forth. Now I would say the recipe is most likely to, on those 100,000 metric tons, to milk that business as much as we can and to walk away from it when it starts to be too difficult. And on part of it, as Fredrik said, we can hopefully come with some customer co-development and so forth. But on 100,000 tons of these 300,000 to 400,000 metric tons, that will not be that easy.
And then the next question, I would say
it is about normal business evolution.
Okay, and then the next question on the UK, I think you said the market is flat overall. I think in the past you talked about potential export opportunities, so could you talk about what you're seeing in terms of demand within the UK, and then, you know, what sort of export business have you seen so far? Thank you.
No, it's marginal. In a greater scheme of things, it is marginal. Yes, some export business has improved, and the underlying business have not continued to decrease, but it's marginal.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. And should you wish to cancel your request, you may press the hash key. And your next question comes from the line of Per Jørgensen. Your line is open again, sir.
Thank you. It was just a follow-up. If I look at the AAK way on page 22 and combine it with the next page, how important is or are acquisitions in the coming 3 years, acquisitions or greenfields? I know that you have the plus 10% EBIT growth, but how important, or are you so global now that you actually expect that you can go through without any new acquisitions or greenfields? Thank you.
Thank you, Per. Very good question. I thank you for that. I would say we are having a broad view on the field of acquisitions. First bullet point, you're absolutely right. There is nothing we absolutely need to continue our strategy. However, there is a number of nice-to-do things, and maybe one or two of those could be game-changing. So long story short, you're absolutely right. There is, in theory, nothing we have to do. But on the other hand, there is a number of things that could be done and maybe should be done, and so forth and so forth and so forth. However, for the next 6 to 9 to 12 months, I cannot comment.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And also, Per, I hope you have noticed that the ambition we have with 10% year-over-year improvement is excluding acquisition. Excluding acquisition will come on top of the 10%.
Yeah. I got that. Yeah, I know that. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Carl Mellerby. Please ask your question.
Yes, hi, this is Carl Mellerby from Nordea. Thank you for taking my questions. Regarding the chocolate and confectionery fat division, you mentioned that the price of cocoa butter is in the sweet spot. Can you give us any comments on the contract negotiations for CBE in 2017? I know you usually settle them in Q4, Q1.
We can say that one of many reasons why we feel upbeat is the question behind your question. No doubt we are in a good situation, and all is not totally completed, but most is. And it looks good.
Okay, great, thank you. I have another question regarding Tropicow. I know we expect to see some kind of impact during the second half of 2017. Can you give us any more clarity in terms of what we can expect to see?
No, not really. As you recall, the greatest launch in 50 or 30 years, subject to if you want to be prudent or not. And we are still very convinced about that statement. We are very convinced about that. Not really much more to say on that, I would say.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Kari Rinta. Please ask your question.
Yes, thank you. I have two. First one is infant nutrition and China. There were some new regulatory changes that were implemented in the fourth quarter, and some of the infant nutrition companies were when they commented their third quarter numbers, were expecting some sort of short-term disruptions in terms of volumes. And you mentioned that Infant had a challenging quarter, but now January is back to normal again. So was that in any way linked to China? And would you now say that sort of you have seen the any potential disruption that there were to be coming, you have seen that, and now you're back to normal? That's my first question.
No, Kari, it would be nice to say that we could support such an observation, but frankly speaking, we cannot. It was more the sequence of larger orders and so forth. And on the contrary, we believe that our business is in a good position to leverage the new Chinese regulations. So we'll see. But we feel optimistic.
Okay, and then the question for Fredrik when it comes to the first half outlook of two cash flow items, working capital and CapEx. Can you to some extent discuss, if we assume that no further change in raw material prices, what should we expect to happen to working capital in the first half, and then CapEx maybe on a year-on-year basis, some sort of indication of direction at least?
Yeah, no, but I think we can do some direction at least. And if you look at the raw material prices, you saw plus 10% raw material price increases in the fourth quarter. And that should go through the cash flow with a 6 to 9 months delay. So I would say you will get some negative cash flow from working capital in the second quarter, or early third quarter. It's difficult to exact predict. And from a CapEx side, we talked about the level in 2017 at our Capital Market Day, where we said that we should have an outflow for the full year around 750-ish.
All right, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, that's star one to ask a question, and the hash key if you would like to cancel the request. There are no further questions at this time.
So then we close here, and we thank you all for all your support and all your good questions and everything else. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That does conclude our conference.